Hello, everyone. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton, and welcome to the fourth series of Tract or Fiction. We've got an amazing whole season of tracts lined up, of course, starting with this one. One called The Thing, not to be confused with the movie The Thing or the other movie The Thing, but this is a tract called The Thing by Jack Schick. And starting now.
Once upon a time, during a full moon just like the full moon that you see in the sky in your town, sometimes, a young boy ran across the fields of his family's farmland. He ran towards the main house, moving with all his might away from the locked shack from which horrible cries emanated.
Yeah! Help me!
Oh my God! Poor Maria! Mother! It's Maria! The thing is after her again!
I know, son. We can hear her orgasmic screams! Come in and lock the door. Nothing can help her.
What about the police?
What can the police do? No one can see it. It even goes through locked doors.
She must have a wild imagination. Has the doctor checked her?
Our doctor has studied her for hours. She's not insane. He actually saw her bitten before his eyes. There was nothing in the room that he could see.
What about a priest?
When he put a medallion of the Blessed Virgin around her neck, the metal was immediately twisted out of shape. When he sprinkled her with holy water, it was thrown back in his face. He hasn't been back since.
This thing is supernatural, isn't it?
I'm afraid so. I hate to say this, but we think it's a demon.
Dolores, if it is a demon, I know who can help her, and he's only 30 miles from here.
Let's go see him tomorrow!
The next day, after the aforementioned 30 miles is behind them, the two women arrive at the man's home.
That's him. He's a nice man. He loves Jesus, and he really knows the Bible.
I hope and pray he can help poor Maria.
She tells the story to the man, a story which, although a fictionalized account, is totally based on real documented incidents. Seriously!
And so you ladies believe this girl, Maria, has a demon?
Yes, sir. Can you help her? Preferably for under $20.
This is not something to take lightly. I must know if she wants to be released of this power.
Oh, she does. She does. Maria is terrified and is asking for help.
Tell me about Maria. When did she first start contacting spirits?
Her grandmother told fortunes. Maria loved astrology and Ouija boards. She studied palm and card reading. It seemed the deeper she got into it, the more depressed she became. I remember her powers became so great, she could make a book slide across the table, terrifying any number of small children. She could even make the table rise off the floor. We called her the Good Witch. In fact, she was the talk of our town. She could tell us everything that was going to happen. Then, one night, something scared her so badly that she said she would have nothing more to do with spirits. Shortly after that, the thing came after her.
I'll come to Maria, but I'm going to bring a friend with me, a man very strong with the Lord.
Are you afraid? She makes those books slide really fast now.
Be serious. This is important. I'm not afraid, but there is more strength in numbers. This is a very serious business. We'll see you tomorrow. My friend and I will go into prayer and fasting for Maria.
The next day, the men arrive to find more than just Dolores and her children waiting.
Hey, Mom, they're coming!
Dolores, this is exciting. I want to be with them when they face Maria. Will you ask if I can join them?
I'm sorry I told you about it, John, you worthless piece of crap. This is my cousin, John. He wants to be there when you visit Maria.
Happy to meet you, John. Are you a Christian?
Oh, yes. I'm very devout.
John, if you're not right with God, I mean, if you are living in sin, it would be disastrous for you to join us.
Oh, I'm all right. Don't worry.
We're going to pay a visit to Maria this afternoon. I want to talk with her.
And when the time came, they unlocked the door of the shack and entered.
What do you want, you man of God?
Maria, we want to talk with you. Come in, gentlemen.
Hello, Maria.
Yeah! Pickled monkey toes!
Maria leapt at John's smirking face and began slashing it open with her fingernails, clawing at him as she shrieked.
You are not a child of God! You liar! You are making love to your neighbor's wife! Ha! Ha!
Help me! Get her off of me!
The men pried the woman off John, and he clutched at his blood-spurting gashes.
Not four balls of mucus! You're crazy!
John, you lied to us. Get away from here! When the demon goes, you may be the target.
As he ushered John out the door, the man called to Maria's mother.
Dolores, Get everyone away from here, especially the children.
Yes, right away.
Maria, do you want help?
Yes!
We're going into prayer. Later tonight we will return to free you of the demons.
And at 10 o'clock that night, the men were praying up a storm when...
Help me! It's here again! Oh my God, help!
I plead the blood of Jesus for our protection. Dear Lord, the battle is yours.
But someone wasn't minding their own business.
I've got to see this.
Yeah!
In Jesus' name, stop torturing Maria! Maria, do you believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh?
No! Taco-sucking poopy toads!
Meanwhile, John was peeking through the window.
Fart a wooden buzzard! Those stupid idiots actually believe in demons.
Evil spirit, I command you in Jesus' name, tell us your name!
My name is Verono!
Verono? Whoa, jeez. I command you to leave in Jesus' name and never return to Maria again!
Yeah!
It's gone!
Maria, has Jesus Christ come in the flesh?
Oh, yes, sir! Jesus Christ has come in the flesh!
The demons are gone. Maria, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He loves you. He wants to be your Lord and Savior. Maria, if you don't accept Christ as your personal Savior, then you will have no protection. This Verono will return with 7 more like him.
Yes, I want Jesus. I receive him as my personal Savior.
Maria, now you are safe. His blood has washed away your sins and will protect you from the power of darkness. You must never again deal with evil spirits. Another thing, Maria. All charms, Ouija boards, books of incantation must be destroyed, or you will not be possessed, but oppressed by them.
For the first time in my life, I have real peace of mind.
I want to give you this Bible. It's the Word of God. Believe it. Study it. Master it. Teach it. And live it. And your joy will know no bounds. Maria, you have been bought at a terrible price. Your body is not your own. It is now the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
Where did the demon go?
I don't know. Probably out looking for a home, something.
The man was almost right, for in a nearby field...
Hey, John! What are you doing out here? John? What's happened to you? John?
My name is...